Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Invenergy is investing in Oklahoma. Having completed its first Oklahoma project in 2006, Invenergy has continued supporting our rural communities by volunteering, donating to local organizations, and sponsoring local events. In addition to the $400 million Invenergy invests annually in project communities, Invenergy developed and operated energy facilities, provide jobs, tax revenues, landowner payments, and other sources of local economic development. Invenergy is committed to Oklahoma.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed expectations. To learn more, visit Hillary.com.
Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional drought still at zero, unchanged this year. Extreme drought or worse conditions, though, have increased to 33.74%, up from last week's 31.44%. Severe drought or worse also increasing to 58.66%, up from 52.37% last week. Moderate drought or worse conditions now at 78.62%, up from last week's 70.97%. Abnormally dry or worse conditions also increasing to 89.83%, up from last week's 85.59%. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, nearly the entire state of Oklahoma, about a 40 to 50% chance of rain through November the 2nd. A thin strip stretching from north central Oklahoma to northeast Oklahoma, they have about a 50 to 60% chance of rain. And then the extreme corner of southeast Oklahoma, about a 33 to 40% chance of rain through that November 2nd date. Also, just looking at the latest U.S. drought monitor, precipitation fell across much of the U.S. over the past week, while heavier amounts were observed over parts of north of the Pacific and the Southwest. Portions of Mexico, Utah, Colorado, and Washington all getting some much-needed rainfall between 3 and 5 inches above normal, while precipitation totals were below normal across much of the eastern U.S. Well, lots of excitement for Oklahoma going on at the 97th Annual FFA Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana. Our own Ron Hayes is there talking to all of the finalists, and he caught up with Laramie Blakely from the Oolagaw FFA chapter. He's specializing in ag production.
Well, I work for a family farm that is operated by my grandfather, Virgil Slagle, and his brother, Dennis Slagle. And, you know, since I was a kid, I've kind of been a part of the operation, from me being a young kid, 8 years old, riding in the combine with my father or in the stripper with him. Just kind of being a part of the journey. And as time went on, I finally got employed by them and they gave me little tasks. Start off just cleaning the shop. And from there, I started really helping with the operations and harvesting. And with one example of this would be with potatoes. I started loading trucks for Frito-Lays. And just from there, my job's kept on building and building, and I finally have got the opportunity to share my stories with the whole FFA convention.
Oklahoma, of course, well represented at the National FFA Convention this week. Also want to say congratulations to Coy Davidson of Elgin, Sierra Collins of Frederick, and Cooper Klein of North Rock Creek. They've also reached the finals in their respective public speaking categories at the National FFA Convention this week. We'll get you those results when we find them. For all of the coverage of the National FFA Convention, you can go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, and click on that blue-green gazette. You've got farm news.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.